Welcome to the Monastery of the Walking Dead. People without sati. The Western attitude, do it, then we can do what we want. Let's get rid of it, let's do it fast, yeah? And then while we do things, you know, we have no sati at all. The next movie about the Walking Dead, they just film people in a big city, you know, I mean, that's that. Their brain is there only for the motoric, yeah? For the sense input. Running after the things that they want, you know, and avoiding the things that they dislike, yeah? I mean, that is... That's the definition of Walking Dead, yeah? I mean, people, you know, they're not humans, yeah? A human person, yeah? I mean, how often did I explain that? What makes us human? Being able to reflect about our action. And how often do we do that? Hardly ever. We just do, yeah? After we did this, you know, we do this, and then we do this, and then we do that, yeah? And then suddenly, you know, once in a while we wake up, why am I doing this? Yeah? And then, it's just too difficult to think about it, let's just go ahead and do it again, yeah? I mean, that's us, huh? I mean, how long have you been monks, you know? I mean, it's a training of sati, huh? This awareness, this being able to reflect, you know, I mean, there's not much that we have to do, yeah? Being able to reflect about one's action, yeah? It's too difficult. It's too difficult. Just the same thing, you know, we sit in samadhi, Buddha, yeah? I mean, not being aware of the Buddha, not knowing the quality of the Buddha, it's the same not knowing the quality of what we are doing, why we are doing, what the results of our doing is. That's the same thing, yeah? Oh, it's so difficult. Do I really have to remember if the Buddha starts or if the Buddha ends, yeah? Or if the Buddha is slow, if the Buddha is fast? It's too tedious work, yeah? Good night, yeah, go to sleep, you know, and yeah, when you wake up, I don't know where you are. We have, against the kilesas who constantly control us, we have only two weapons, sati, panya. What is panya? Knowledge? No, it's wisdom, huh? And what was it, 400 or 300 or 400 years ago, the elder person was a wise person, yeah? Because he had life experience, yeah? Nowadays, a wise person is somebody, you know, who just graduated from high school, from university with the newest knowledge, yeah? We replace knowledge through, yeah, wisdom with knowledge, yeah? And that's why we are walking dead, yeah? I mean, we don't know what is going on in this world. We don't even know what is going on in our body. We don't even know what we are doing and why we are doing it and what the results of our doing are. And that's a problem, you know? I mean, how can we fight the kilesas if we don't have sati? If we don't have the awareness when the thoughts are coming in instead of acting on the thoughts, you know? Huh? I mean, there is a thought coming in, I want to say this, you know, and then the mouth opens, yeah, and says it, yeah. But if you have sati, we see, you know, what we are going to say doesn't make any sense or doesn't make any impact, yeah, or is not good, and then we don't open our mouth. But where is the sati? Huh? We just, yeah, I mean, it just comes out, it just Yeah, I mean, just floats out, you know, just like, you know, the the Walking Dead. I mean, that's us, huh? A human being, huh, is a person who reflects about one's action, yeah, that differentiates us from animals, yeah. An animal doesn't have sati, huh? That's why the human birth, you know, the human birth is so precious, yeah? Because we have this ability to know the future, to know the past, to know the actions, you know, to know the results of our actions, yeah? And to feel ashamed if we do something wrong, yeah? An animal doesn't feel ashamed, yeah? It just does whatever it wants, you know? I mean, so, huh? Where's the difference between you and animals, yeah? Or in the world, when we look, you know, what's the difference, eh? They also run, you know, I mean, they run to play, you know, I mean, like people run to play, they run after their food, yeah, huh? And then they fight for their food, you know, just like people fight for money or fight for power or fight for this or fight for that, huh? No difference, eh? But we are better than the animals, eh? Because we can kill the animals, yeah? But we can also kill human beings, eh? And not too few of them. Hmm? And by means much, much worse than animals can do. Eh? We can we can devise methods, you know, to torture people, to torture animals, yeah, to kill them slowly, to kill them fast. An animal, yeah, doesn't do that, yeah. And we use our thinking, our ability to think, you know, in the wrong direction. Yeah? How do I get more power? How do I get more money? How can I cheat him? How can I cheat that person? Huh? And then we come to the monastery because we see, you know, there's something wrong within our life. And then we continue the same thing, the same way, you know, just now that we are dressed as monks, yeah? Huh? Let's become human beings, yes? Huh? Just for once? Before we do something, huh? Listen very carefully. Before we do something, we know what we want to do. Before we say something, we know what we want to say and why we want to say it and why we want to do it. And then if it is okay with our precepts, 227 precepts are for the lay people, the 8 precepts, then we go ahead and do it. Yeah? And then after we did it, you know, or after we said it, we look at the results. We have so much time. We don't have to work for a living. Things are given to us. Everything is given to us. Our place where we can stay, our food, all the things are given to us. And we have so much time that we can take the time, you know, to be really careful about what we are doing, why we are doing, and what is the result of our doing. No, I mean, our old habit kicks in, yeah. I need to do this, I need to do this, I will need to wash the room because there is some future, yeah, that we want, you know. We don't like this, we don't like this, we don't like that, and we don't see it. Hmm? We want to get finished, yeah, finish, yeah. Just like the Upatak, you know, I mean, who takes care of it, finish, and then he forgets half of it, yeah. If he does one thing at a time, then looks, you know, what needs to be done next, you know, then he looks, you know, then he does this, yeah, and then, but while he does this, he thinks about 10 other things that he needs to do, yeah, then he doesn't do this correctly, and the next thing he does, you know, he thinks about the next thing, oh yes, I'm finished, you know, and then all, we have time, there's no pressure, huh, the pressure comes from the kilesas, yeah. That is something that we have to remind ourselves. The pressure comes from the kilesa. So before we open our mouth, yeah, especially when we sit, you know, after the sweeping at Namron, yeah, we watch our mouth, yeah? It seems to open by itself, yeah, but before it opens up, you know, there must be a thought, there must be an intention to talk.
There must be an intention to move. There must be an intention, you know, to move, you know. And if you really slowly, if you really have sati, before the arm moves, you know that there's an intention the arm moves, yeah. Try it out, you know, I mean, make a fist, you know, and then say, open it, and it doesn't open. Because we don't send the intention to open it up. Ne? Once we send the intention to open it up, and we can actually feel it, if we have a little bit of sati, we can feel it in the brain, the intention that gives the intention, you know, to open up the hand or to close the hand. Yeah, I mean, there is some action, there is some brain activity going on. Yeah, and before that comes, you know, I mean, we give the order, you know, to send this intention on. Yeah, I mean. It's so difficult. It's too tedious. Just let's go ahead, you know. Just do it, you know. Do it. Yeah? I mean, that is, you know, coming from the West, that is our attitude. Yes, I understand. We have been trained like this, you know. I mean, that's how fast, you know, how they fast develop, yeah. I don't even know if it is developing, yeah. I mean, when you look at the world, is it really developing or is it, yeah, undeveloping, yeah. What I think, you know, in terms of humanity is completely undeveloping, yeah. I mean, it becomes more and more inhumane, yeah. People, you know, people become more and more inhumane, yeah. They are not friendly with each other. If there are few people, you know, I mean, they tend to be more friendly and tend to be more helpful, yeah. But nowadays everybody is just running, just like zombies, you know, just like, you know, the walking dead, just like running through the streets, you know, only going after what he wants or she wants. Yeah? That's it. Yeah? I want this, I want this, I want that. Yeah, I need to do this, you know, and if somebody is in my way, get him out of my way. Yeah? Not even noticing, you know, that, yeah. Some people don't even notice that some people are in the way. They are just in the move, you know, going through. Yeah? And this habit is still within us, yeah, dear monks, yeah. So we have to get rid of this habit, yeah, make the mind calm, yeah, train it in samadhi, and then train the sati, yeah, knowing that the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is shallow, knowing that the breath is deep, huh? Knowing it is the beginning of the breath, it's the middle of the breath, it's the end of the breath. Huh? But I don't know how often I said it, you know, and it just doesn't seem to, it just doesn't seem to resonate. Hmm? Before we move our hand, before we open our mouth, you know, I mean, be aware of it, have the sati. Before you do something, have the sati, know what you're doing, yeah? And why you're doing it. I mean, we came here because of dukkha, of the first noble truth, you know? I mean, we are dissatisfied with the life that we lead, you know? Maybe because we saw it is too much stress, yeah? The life outside in the world, yeah? It's too much stress, you know, it's too much dukkha, it's too much dissatisfaction, so we come here and we think, yeah? I mean, we can swallow the happy pill, you know, and then we are happy afterwards, yeah? And that's it, yeah? I mean, meditation, the happy pill. Yeah? I mean, it's now commercially available in the United States and in Europe, yeah? You can swallow it, you know, I mean, it is expensive, you know, I mean, a weekend, you know, is $600 or $300, yeah. But at least for the weekend you are happy and then you come back in your life and then you're, yeah, and everything the same happens again, yeah. Meditation is all about to knowing ourselves, to understanding what the hell is going on in our lives, who the hell gives us the command and to resist, you know, these commands of the kilesas that constantly tell us what to do, what to think, what to like, and what to not to like. Yeah? And to finish, you know, when the moment I need to finish this comes up, you know, I mean, a red alarm lamp should lighten up, yeah? I said, what am I doing? And then stop, yeah? In the middle of your action, when you see, I mean, there's no sati, stop, yeah? In the middle of, you know, I mean, when you see you open, I open my mouth, stop, yeah, and think before, is that what I'm going to say or what I started to say really useful? And that is sati, you know. People who know what they say and then say it, you know, that is what is sati. Yeah? And then if you don't know the results, you know, then we look at the results and then we can evaluate if it was positive or negative. Yeah, that's it. That makes us human beings, yeah. I mean, we have to live up. We're not automatically, when we are born as a human being, we have to live up to this homo sapiens, yeah. Sapiens is wise person, yeah. A wise being, yeah. Not a dull being, yeah. A wise being, you know, who uses his experience. And where does the experience come from? Yeah, I mean, an engineer knows where the experience comes from. You do it, you know, I mean, you look at the results, you do it again, look at the results, you try this, you know, try it a little bit different. That's where wisdom comes from, or experience comes from, yeah? I mean, people who come from the university think they know everything better, yeah? And it doesn't work, of course, yeah? But the people who have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of experience, I mean, they know how things work, you know, because they tried so many things. And we learn only through trial and error. Huh? And nowadays people always try to avoid errors, you know, and then they're terrible. They never learn anything. I don't want to make this error. So they don't, you know, in the end they don't do anything, yeah? Just go for the safe route, yeah? Oh yes, my chef said, you know, my boss said like this, you know, so I do it exactly what they do, yeah? And that makes us robots, yeah? Now we just follow commands, yeah? Just like we do now, yeah? We follow the commands of the Kilesas because it is easier. Huh? We are not responsible for our actions anymore. Hmm? Because the one who issues the commands, you know, is the one who is responsible. But not in our case, yeah? The one who issues the command is the Kilesas, you know, and we are responsible for their action, yeah? Because the Kilesas are not going to hell, yeah? We are going to hell. We are going to experience the good or the bad karma of our actions, yeah? Is that clear, yeah? I don't know how often I have to say it, yeah? I mean, get a little bit, yeah? Get going, you know? I mean, train the sati. I mean, do you do your daily reflection? Do I have to ask every time if you do your daily reflection? Yeah? How detailed is this daily reflection? Because that is where we get aware of what we are doing. That's where we get away, you know, oh, in the morning I woke up with this kind of thought and I did this, you know, and then because of this thought or memory that came up, I did this, you know, and then this, you know, then this feeling arose and that memory came up and that thought came up. I mean, we can see it, you know, we can see it, how this evolves, yeah? But if we don't do this reflection, I mean, we just follow, you know, we just follow, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, whatever you say, yeah? Yeah. Yes, my Lord, hell is nice, you know, I'll go there, yeah. You want to have your fun, you know, by commanding me around, yeah? Okay, go ahead, because it is too difficult to resist you, yeah? Because the moment we start to resist, oh, there's so much pain, yeah, there's so much pain here and there, and there. Oh, we can't sit enough, you know, we can't, huh? You can't sit, you know, for 2 hours or 3 hours in meditation because there's too much pain. Huh? And if you can't sit for 2 or 3 hours, our mind will never get calm, you know, to a certain degree. We'll never really get calm. And if it doesn't really get calm, I mean, we don't see this awareness coming up. We constantly fight with all these thoughts, yeah? We don't have to fight these thoughts, you know, we just don't pay any attention to. Just like in our life, we don't pay any attention to the things that we don't want to see. We automatically put our head somewhere else where it is nice, yeah? And that's the same thing in meditation. It's so easy, you know? I mean, we know it from our first moment out as a human being, yeah? I mean, if we don't want to see something, we turn our head, yeah? And the same thing, that is the principle of meditation, yeah? Now we don't want to see these thoughts coming in, so we turn our head and go back to the Buddha. Yeah? But instead of going around the world, we just have one point, yeah? Be it the Buddha or be it the breath at the tip of the nose. Are you doing your daily reflection, huh? Every day, yeah? How long? How detailed? Yeah? The more detailed, the more you will know. Yeah? The more you will see, what is moving you, huh? What is driving you to do the things that you are doing? If you don't, you will never get clever. You will never get wise, yeah? And as I said before, there are two weapons that we have to fight the kilesas: sati, being aware of what is going on, and wisdom, yeah? The wisdom, the start of wisdom, developing wisdom is through our through our daily reflection, yeah? And then, through pain investigation pain. Huh? Also through investigation of the body. Through investigation, of our life, being born, 15 years training this body, to walk, to talk, to think, yeah, to memorize, yeah. And then having it for 30 years, in full strength, and then waiting for death, for 40 years, slowly declining, yeah. It's so slow that we don't notice it, yeah? we are old enough, we see, once in a while, this, but slowly, when we remember, 30 years ago, oh, wow, that's a difference. That's a big difference, yeah? But now, it slowly decreases, until the end there's no more breath, and that's what we call death, yeah? That's why I call it, waiting to die. Because the energy of the body is slowly decreasing, the functionality of the body, just like with an old car. An old car doesn't run as fast as a new car, yeah? All these things are worn out. Just like our knees, our elbows, our shoulders, they are all these things. I've worn out, yeah? And then it hurts, when we move it, yeah? Just like, when you have an old car, when you turn the wheel, you hear the crack, 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 crack sound. And that's with our arm, crack, 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 yeah? When we are young, we don't hear this, and we never think, when we are young, we never think about death, yeah? It's beyond our thought, yeah? But the moment we get older, the moment we see the body starts to fail, death is upon us. Yeah. So that is a good reflection, that can make us wise if we wisely reflect about death, if we reflect about our life, yeah? And if you don't have any motivation to practice, if you reflect about the reason why we came here in the first place, huh? What brought us here in the first place? Huh? Remember that? Huh? Where has this motivation gone? We come here and most of us, ordained, with one specific reason, to find the way out of the hamster wheel, to find the way out of samsara. What is the way out? It's the Fourth Noble Truth. The path that leads to the end of dukkha. Sila. Okay, we keep the 227 rules and the lay people keep the 8 rules. Yeah, that's enough. Sila, samadhi, the ability to concentrate on one point, and the development of sati. And panya, the development of wisdom. But if you remember, I often mention there are three prerequisites, yeah? Before we even can start, going deep into meditation, yeah? What are the three requisites? You remember them, yeah? And it's the same requisites, keeping the sila is fine, yeah? But if we want to go to heaven, we need three requisites, three virtues. The virtue of generosity, yeah? Not only giving material things, but giving ourselves, yeah, helping others, yeah, being there for others, yeah. giving our time, yeah, for other people. That is all generosity. If you can't give that, you know, how can we give away our ideas, our mental things, you know, our views, our opinions, they're much more difficult, Material things, you know, giving oneself, you know, to serve other people, As I said, you know, my upatak should be like a butler, like the standard old-fashioned English butler, that it was always there, Never be seen, never be heard, but always there, Where is this quality? Generosity. Giving material things is important, you know, but, you know, in the end we have to give up our views, our opinions, whatever we thought, our thoughts, because we attach to them, just like we attach to material things. So generosity, this virtue, is essential. Essential on our way of practice. The other thing, gratitude, we're missing out on this, Gratitude, being grateful for the opportunity given to us here in this monastery, from the people, you know, from the lay people. I mean, they worked their butt off, And to give us food, you know, they shared their food, you know, with us, So that we don't have to work, you know, that we don't have to cook and so on, Gratitude, and respect, being able to respect beings, you know, all kinds of beings, you know, be it the mosquitoes, be it the animals, be it other beings, be it other human beings, respect them for what they are. They are beings, Not for, you know, we don't have to respect them only if we find them good. We have to respect every being, Even if they are bad to the core, I mean, they are a being, They have the same right to live as we do, They are not inferior to us and they are not superior to us, I mean, they are, as even if they are bad to the core or even if they are good to the core, you know, I mean, we have to respect them as being, We don't respect people. We always mix up this kind of respect, you know, with, yes, I like what he does, you know, or I value what he does. That is something different than respect, Respecting a being that he is a being. I mean, he cannot become a human being if he had not kept the five precepts in previous lives. So, that is the easiest way how to respect him. So there is some good in him, Even if you can't see it, And there is some bad in him. Just like within us, it's the same thing, And that is so difficult for us because we are so judgmental, Especially when we come from the West, We are so judgmental and we respect only the people who have the same kind of mindset like us, And others we despise. I mean, that means, you know, we despise parts of ourselves, Because we don't want to see the bad things in us, and if somebody tells, see the bad thing in you, we don't want to know about it. So we despise it. And that is not the way. Respect, you know, is respecting a being as a being and how it is. Doesn't mean, you know, we value what he is doing. Of course I don't value somebody who kills other people, but I can respect him. Because, I mean, he had the opportunity to come as a human being. That means in his previous lives, you know, he also did something good. He also kept the five precepts. But in this life, you know, he has gone on the wrong path. Like lots of people go on the wrong path. And then, you know, when they go on the wrong path for a long time, that when they die, you know, they go to hell, you know, get their prison sentence, you know, for however long, you know, and then they come back. And then they have the ability to mend themselves, I mean, it's their ability, we can't change that, you know, but at least, you know, we can respect them as human beings, just like animals, They have the right to live, And that's, for that we can respect. So generosity, respect and gratitude are the essential virtues that we need. Because if we go along the path, you know, go along Sila, Samadhi and Panya and fight the first three fetters, the fetter of doubt that there is heaven that there's heaven and there's hell, and there are beings in heaven and beings in hell, that there's karma, that there are the results of karma. Good karma will lead to good results, and bad karma, bad actions will lead to bad results. Yeah? There's no action with no result. Yeah? So, that is the first fetter. The second fetter is not keeping the five precepts or not keeping our precepts. Yeah? This is a fetter. You know, today we keep them, tomorrow we break them, then we keep them, and maybe even in a day we keep them and break them, keep them and break them, keep them. That is the second fetter. Very easy for us. Now I keep the five precepts to the rest of my life, yeah, and that's it. Yeah, and then I don't have to worry about the second fetter. And the third fetter is, yeah, the fetter that we think we are the body. We don't see the body as something, you know, that the chitta, you know, is the owner of the body. Yeah? We see it as me, mine, and myself. Yeah? So we have to get out of the body or dissect the body so that we understand the chitta and the body are two different things. These are the first three fetters. Yeah? And if we can break them, we enter the stream. And if you remember correctly, the stream entry only goes to heaven or comes back as a human being. So, in order to be able to go to heaven, he needs the three virtues. Yeah, he had to develop enough generosity to be able to be received up there. Yeah, the entrance fee is quite high. Yeah, you have to show the ticket. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you have been generous enough. Okay, you can come up. Yeah, there's a gatekeeper. That's a joke. Yeah. So we have to have enough generosity, and you know these people in heaven, I mean, they are so much on respect, just like Asian countries are so much on respect, yeah. So I mean, we cannot go, you know, if we don't value, yeah, if we don't care for other beings, yeah, if we think we are the greatest, yeah. And gratitude, being grateful for the things, the opportunities that are given to us. Being grateful for our parents that they raised us for 20 years. Yeah. Being grateful for the teachers, be it in school, be it at university, or be it the spiritual teachers. Yeah. Being grateful for that. These three virtues need to be able to be developed. Yeah. And they all help on the path of practice to get rid of the stupid self that we believe we are. Yeah, it's just a combination of thoughts and memories, yeah, opinions, views, yeah, that we have, that we think we are. And if we look at our life, these views, opinions, and memories have changed over time. So, I mean, who are we? Are we the person 20 years ago? I wouldn't say so. You know, I was so stupid. Yeah, now we think, you know, in 20 years we think how stupid we were now. Yeah. I mean, it always changes, you know, all the things are changing, so it's not really something that is stable, something that is reliable, something that is constantly changing, you know, and these things, you know, Lord Buddha said we shouldn't call me, mine, and myself, yeah, because they are changing nature and we don't really have so much influence on them, yeah. So is that understood? Enough for today, huh? You have any questions? And become human beings, yeah? And it's... We have all the time on our hand. Huh? We have so little to do. Yeah? Taking care, you know, going pindapat, you know, eating, yeah? And taking care of our bowel. You know, this is 2 hours. And then we still have 22 hours. Then sweeping in the afternoon, you know, and washing our body is another hour, so, or maybe 1.5 hours. So we still have 20 hours. Then we sleep for 4 hours, we still have 16 hours of practice. Huh? 16 hours of practice. Yeah? And how many hours do you practice? Ask yourself. Yeah? How many hours do you sleep? 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours, huh? I mean, in the sleep, you know, I mean, we don't notice anything. It's just like in a dream, you know. I mean, even if you walk along, you know, sometimes I think you must be in another world or another universe, you know, because, I mean, you don't seem to be here. There's some rain coming. Okay, so, any questions? No questions? Good. Carlos, no?